This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Heading downhill towards the weekend. Wednesday, January the 15th of 2025. Warming up a little bit. Right now it is 4 degrees below zero here in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to YouTube.com and going to the 98.9 WXCO channel. We stream our show there live each and every day. And also, you can now go to Facebook.com because it is the second hour of the show. And for whatever reason, and again, I have no idea. We have not been able to figure it out. It is now live on Facebook as well. So Facebook and YouTube. Go to the Facebook.com and the 98.9 WXCO page to see us there. You can make your comments, be part of the show as well. You can also be a part of the show by calling or texting us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And questions, comments, if there's something we're not talking about, we would love to have you be part of our discussion here on 98.9 WXCO. Coming up here in the second hour of the program, coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by Sean Wright, who is the executive director of the Grand Theater in Wausau and also the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. As the calendar turns, holidays in the rearview mirror, time to look ahead at what's happening at the Grand and some of the great productions that will be coming here to Wausau. And then coming up as well at 9:34 this morning, we'll be joined by Nick Ramos of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. As yesterday came down the line, a press release from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign talking about 8 Wausau residents. They were they filed an ethics complaint against the mayor of Wausau. If you want more on this story, you can go to WXCO.fm, and then under our news section, Brittany Merlot has written a story on this. But ethics complaint has been filed and against the mayor of Wausau. 8 Wausau citizens filed a formal ethics complaint against Mayor Doug Denny with the City of Wausau Ethics Board. A press release from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says they are alleging improper conduct in his handling of the ballot drop box during the week of September 23rd of 2024. The complaint raises serious concerns about potential violations of local ethics codes and federal voting rights laws as well. So we'll talk to Nick Ramos about that and get the details on what brought about this filing by these 8 Wausau citizens. So that's coming up at 8:34 this morning here on the program. And then, of course, we will wrap up the show by having our daily history lesson. We will talk about some famous events that have occurred on this date in history. We'll talk about some celebrity birthdays. We'll talk about special events being acknowledged today. And then, of course, we will finish things off with our number for the day quiz. And some pressure today for the number for the day quiz on our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. First of all, Ian, before we talk about the pressure, I will say good morning to you.
Good morning, Chad.
Every day we give Ian the number for the day quiz, and we give him three choices. So based on the math, he needs to get at least 33% right to have a passing grade.
Yeah.
And we also expect not just a passing grade, but a winning week where you get more right than wrong, which is three out of five. However, both a passing grade and a winning week is looking a little bit iffy at this point.
It's a close call. I am a 0 for 2 this week so far.
So
I got to get back on the winning track. Absolutely.
Exactly. And
please tell me the topic is not about Mark Zuckerberg again.
Well, I could always find some Mark Zuckerberg, but I will not. You know, we will avoid Mark Zuckerberg today. You know what the topic for the day is today?
It is
Twinkies.
Oh.
Twinkies.
I enjoy Twinkies very much. It's a good snack.
All right. Well, hopefully
it's not healthy, but it's tasty.
Yes. So hopefully Twinkies will be some good luck to you because you got to get two of the final three correct this week to have a passing grade.
Oh.
And you have to get all three correct today, tomorrow, and Friday in order to have a winning week. So
talk about pressure.
That's a rather high hill to climb. So we'll see if we can get you a W here today. So Twinkies will be coming up.
Well, the light at the end of the tunnel, even if it doesn't go very well, at least I can go into the weekend focusing on my trip, and then I can come back next week and at least on Friday have a chance to, you know, get a 1 out of 1.
Exactly. Hopefully. Exactly. So that's what we'll plan to do is give you a little bit of a chance to take a deep breath. Stop the, because if anybody ever were to see you when I give you the number for the day quiz, you just see the gears grinding, how deeply you go into it. So
see my face turning red and going to deep.
And sometimes, you know, sometimes you're able to figure it out. And other times I think you think too much about it and you almost get yourself off on the wrong track. So we'll see what you can do today. So that's coming up at the end of the show.
A balance, honestly, between, you know, not thinking too much and not overthinking.
Exactly right.
It's tough.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, coming up tonight as well, you'll be here. I'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction from 6 till 8 p.m. this evening here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'll be joined by former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress. We'll talk about what's been going on in high school boys and girls basketball, high school boys and girls hockey. Plus, we always have a couple of guests. We have a coach guest and we have a student athlete guest. Our coach guest tonight will be Merrill High School boys basketball coach Troy Pieper. He'll be with us at 6:25 this evening. And then our student athlete guest coming up at 7:06 will be from the Central Wisconsin Storm, their senior defenseman, Captain Ava Rohde. She'll be with us starting at 7:06. So that's all coming up. The Big High School Sports Show, 98.9 WXCO. Well, what's going on with you other than packing up? Did you go and shop? Have you shopped at all for your big trip?
Well, thankfully, I don't have to do a lot of shopping because everything I need is actually at home already. It's just a matter of my mom and I were talking at dinner last night about, you know, the essentials of what to pack and making sure you don't overpack, because we are going to be gone for a few days, but it's not like we're going to be gone for like the whole week.
Right.
So you have to pack appropriately, make sure you have the right amount of clothes, make sure or you have enough, make sure you have enough to, be prepared in case, something bad happens, then you have a backup to fun, but it's just a matter of making sure you have everything you need and nothing like a non-essential, because you don't want to pack a lot of stuff you're not going to use and then don't have a lot of room for the stuff you actually need. So just I'm working on the packing element the next couple of days so that when the weekend comes, I'll be all set to, you know, have everything set, then get into the suitcase, and then should be all set to go. Because overpacking is sometimes a problem. And
right.
It's actually the first time I've gone to Disney World with just my dad. Usually when we go, it's the whole family. But, you know, since my mom is not coming with us, I had to make sure that I'm, well, she's helping me to prepare, and I'm very grateful for all the help she's been giving me to get ready.
Very good. Last night, the Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Sacramento Kings 130-115. Bucks scored 47 points in the first quarter and were able to cruise from there. Giannis had his 50th career triple-double, 33 points, 11 rebounds, and 13 assists. Damian Lillard had 24, Brooke Lopez 21, A.J. Green 16, Ryan Rollins 10. Lots of points for the Bucks last night. Wisconsin Badgers got past Ohio State 70-68 last night. The Badgers had a big lead early, 17 points, but then Ohio State came back. The victory was the 200th of the career of Badger head coach Greg Gard. Also last night, Marquette, who is ranked in the top 10 in college basketball, they had a scare. They were down by four in the second half at DePaul. DePaul has not won a Big East Conference game in more than a year, but they almost beat Marquette. The seventh-ranked Golden Eagles, though, able to hold off DePaul by a score of 85-83 in overtime. So Marquette survived that scare last night. Also last night in high school boys basketball, in a battle for first place in the WVC, in a game heard right here on 98.9 WXCO, it was Marshfield over Wausau West by a score of 50-29. Also last night in Wisconsin Valley Conference boys basketball, DC Everest beat Merrill 59-51. Stevens Point over Wisconsin Rapids 62-44. In the Merrillwood South, the Newman Catholic lost to Edgar by a score of 60-52. Also last night in the Merrillwood South, the Marathon lost at home to Auburndale 72-69. It was Stratford over Wisconsin Rapids Assumption 68-46. Also last night in girls high school basketball in the Valley, Stevens Point over Wisconsin Rapids 73-36. Merrill fell to DC Everest 50-25. Wausau West lost at home to Marshfield 68-34. Marathon in a non-conference game defeated Wausau East 44-17. And in high school hockey last evening, it was DC Everest over Pacelli 7-2. Mosinee beat Marshfield 10-1. Coming up, I hope will be coming in. We haven't, usually by now he's here, but we're hoping to get Sean Wright in here coming up. There he is.
Oh, perfect.
Go open the door, Ian. We'll have Sean Wright coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. And for the first time in 2025, very happy to welcome back to the program from Wausau's Grand Theater, Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, Executive Director Sean Wright. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
I tell you, I'm starting to worry there because usually you're here by the time we get to that
That's
break.
Right.
And all of a sudden, oh, there he's standing out there cold with our door not working. So I apologize for that.
It's all good.
Hey. into the new year. Obviously, the end of the year is always such a very busy time with a lot of holiday stuff. As we get into the new year, I imagine there's a different kind of excitement.
Yeah, there is. You know, it was great to really kick off the new year with two nights of Hadestown and, you know, totally sold out two nights. And you know, and now it's just, it's, you know, it's an interesting time because we still have half a season left. At the same time, we're, you know, adding and announcing a bunch of shows last week and this week. And, oh, yeah, we're very deep into the planning process for next year. So, yeah, it is a there's a lot going on. It really is kind of a, you know, this is definitely the spinning plates time of the year for all of us.
How is the process going? Because it's always interesting. You come in here and you're always saying, well, I'm going off to, you know, this convention to, because you have to, you basically are, like I've said this before, I think you're like the general manager going to the winter meetings here. Is the calendar filling in nicely?
It's filling in, you know. Of course, the you know, the Broadway is the 1,000-pound gorilla that, you know, to use the baseball, you know, continue the baseball analogy, they always talk about, like, oh, you know, Juan Soto's the domino that's going to open the rest of the market.
Right.
Broadway is kind of the domino that opens the rest of the calendar because, you know, until those dates get hammered out, you're kind of living in a little bit of limbo with things that, well, we'd like to do, but how is that going to work with, you know, with this title? Is that title even going to go out? But yeah, it's slowly coming together. I always tell people that in this business, in January, you feel usually, you know, like you know what you need and you're going to get it. By February, I always joke that in February, the shows that you want to confirm won't call you back, and the shows that you have no interest in doing seem to know where you are 24 hours a day, and I'm, you know, probably like free agents.
You turn a corner, they're that person.
You really want to bring us, right? No, that's the and then usually as you get into to March and April, then it's just kind of that sprint of you know, getting it done. And you know, I think the biggest change for me and for our, you know, our industry, it used to be, You either announced a season or you didn't. You're either just a venue that just were, you know, what was known as a roadhouse, and you brought in shows as they came, and that was that. Or you announced a season, and that season went to print, and you put it in a brochure, and you put out, you know, newsletters and calendars and posters, and that was the season. And that's not the case anymore. No. I mean, now you're constantly adding and you know, announcing shows and adjusting shows, and that's what really makes it a challenge, but a good challenge.
Well, what's coming up? I know on Friday night, got Dueling Pianos coming up
exactly.
Real quickly.
Yeah. The Deuces Wild guys, just such a fun night. Those guys are just true entertainers, and you know, I think some of the people some of the people who went last year said, you know, there's just something fun about seeing a show that it's just fun, it's silly, the guys are talented. Like, there's enough stress in the world. It's really nice to just have a night where you just, you know, and of course you're going to know every song and ask for your own songs as well.
Fantastic. Tickets available?
Yeah, some tickets are still available, going fast, but yeah, we're excited for that. And then, you know, we turn right back around the following weekend with you know, with Hip-Prov, which is a really cool show. Of course, our friend Colin Mockery has been to the Grand a million times.
I was driving back from Marshfield last night and saw a big advertisement on the highway.
And what makes this one different is he brings along Asad Messi, who is a hypnotist. And so the volunteers who volunteer to be hypnotized come up, and then Colin picks out the best half dozen or so of them to play those same improv games he played on Who's Live. And the results are interesting. I mean, they're fun. It's just a really unique show and a fun night. And I mean, and Colin Mockery's just
frankly, it seems like, you know, they've all, you know, with the Who's Line, when he's part of that as well, it feels like that is a high wire. This feels like it's taken it to another level.
I love the I remember when we had the show back in 2020, at least once Colin turned to the audience and said, wasn't expecting that response, and you could tell it was really I was not. So yeah, very excited about that, and tickets are going fast for that show, so still some tickets left, but great way to spend a weekend night.
I got to ask you, because I know another show is coming up, and we'll probably talk about this in a couple of weeks, but it's just over 2 weeks from now, and it's the Simon and Garfunkel story. Mm-hmm. And I can't, every time I see an ad or hear about that, I can't help but remember your issues with Art Garfunkel.
Yes.
I'm wondering if, you know, when these performers come in and whoever is Art Garfunkel, if he is not a pain in the neck, are you going to tell him you don't have the character down?
But that is true, and I have to say we've had the show before.
I should have bring this up.
And the very talented singer/actor who plays Art is in fact very, very lovely. So I think he's totally out of personality.
If you really want to play Art Garfunkel, you got to have demands.
I need you screaming at the tech crew and. My catering?
I would almost, because hearing about your issues with Artie, man. It's almost like I would almost thought you would have said, I don't know if I want fake Art Garfunkel.
That's right. I want the Simon story.
But the songbook is so incredible. I imagine that's going to be a very wonderful evening as well.
It is, and it's actually it's by a producer out of the West End of London, Quattro Entertainment. So they do a really great job of just telling the story, the Simon and Garfunkel story. And so, yes, the music is the thing that brings you in. But their story as a duo is really fascinating, from, the different directions they went to when they, had their first big hit song and they were basically broken up for the first time, right down to the concert at Central Park. It's a really... amazing story. Their path as a duo was not linear, as they like to say.
Well, great stuff coming up. And again, for folks, how can they get those tickets?
Yeah, the easiest way is to go to grandtheater.org, visit us on all the social media platforms. And, we've got big shows coming on sale, Trampled by Turtles and Mark Normand on Friday. So people will want to jump on and get those tickets quickly.
Sean, great to see you. We'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good.
So we're going to have an information update coming up next. And then we will talk about some major breaking news here in Central Wisconsin coming up here on WXC.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, yesterday, and in fact, to be honest with you out there, I've been wondering what's been going on here. We had not really heard a lot in terms of the issue involving Wausau Mayor Doug Denny, the Dropbox, the Department of Justice investigation. It's kind of gone quiet for a while, but yesterday, 8 Wausau citizens filed a formal ethics complaint against the mayor with the City of Wausau Ethics Board, alleging improper conduct in his handling of the ballot Dropbox during that week of September 23rd of last year. And to find out more about what led to this move, where we stand on it generally, and just more information on this very important issue here in Wausau, we're very happy to welcome back to the program Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And Nick, it's great to talk to you again.
Ed, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. And again, it's been odd, this story, because, and I'm going to kind of throw something out there to begin with. It just feels as though often when we have these kind of situations where it involves a person of either political power or economic power or the like, the process goes incredibly slow, even when it feels as though we know a lot of the information. We had the mayor who got in his hard hat and he put on his vest and brought out the dolly and hauled away a Dropbox, and yet it feels as though the process goes so very slowly. When if it had been somebody else, say, for lack of a better term, an average citizen in Wausau, I think things would have happened maybe a little bit more quickly. I was very interested, and I thought it was a good thing to see this story come out yesterday. I guess to begin with, what brought about this ethics complaint? Was it because maybe things were not moving very quickly?
Well, you bring up a lot of really good stuff. And all
I threw
that.
Too much out there, I think, Nick. Take it as you would.
I will. So I think that this has always been something that I've been hearing from Wausau residents that they wanted to pursue. And it wasn't necessarily, well, the wheels of justice are taking too long and we need to act. I think that people want to make sure that there is real accountability that takes place. That, like, we see, as you were describing, scenarios where either elected officials or some of the elite that get this luxury of either not getting the same kind of treatment that everyday people would get. For instance, you and I, if we were to break the law or do something bad, it feels like that book's getting thrown at us a lot faster than some of the people that are, you know, either have an authority or a power within our society, or, you know, might have some extra zeros in their bank account that we don't necessarily get to enjoy. And so, you know, I've been working with the same residents and more. I mean, I think what people don't know is that we had about 14, 15 people say they wanted to sign this letter. Problem was, is that DocuSign was not being all that friendly to this this group. And so we landed with 8. But there's just this feeling that, well, now we have our mayor who has not only did this in broad daylight, took photos of it, and was very, like, non-apologetic about it, but then, you know, continues to go down this rabbit hole of, well, you know, it's all in the name of election integrity. And we can't, like, when I'm speaking with these Wausau residents, they're saying to me, like, this can't become the new norm where people feel like they're just emboldened to do whatever. And there's nothing that's going to stop them from doing it because there's nobody calling it out and saying that's not right. And so this ethics complaint was another opportunity to be able to have a body that's supposed to look at things like of this nature, where someone that's in an authority position unlawfully made some choices, and Wausau has a mechanism in place to be able to check these people. And so the residents were like, you know what, while the DOJ complaint is happening, we want an opportunity to be able to do something local to be able to hold this gentleman accountable.
And it's even beyond the actual removal of the Dropbox, correct? There was other actions that these citizens, and I think generally a lot of folks here in Wausau, want to get to the bottom of, correct?
Yeah. I mean, look, before the mayoral election for Mayor Denny, like, there was a lot of, like, communication and just waving of flags as far as what he felt about Dropboxes. And then we have the moment where, you know, the Dropbox was removed. And then we have this week of time that this Dropbox could have been used, but yet it had to be stored in the mayor's office as we're playing kind of this standoff moment where between the city clerk up there and the mayor. And while this is all happening, this is national news. And, like, the city of Wausau is enjoying a limelight that I don't think they wanted to enjoy. And during that time, I mean, it created a chilling effect as far as people that would ordinarily use a Dropbox were not given that opportunity. People can say, oh, well, they could have just walked to the mayor's office and did that. But how does that feel when you watch somebody do their Bob the Builder impression, take the Dropbox, play keep away with it for a whole week? Like, do you really feel comfortable after that? Or, like, do you really have confidence in your democratic institutions when the chief executive of your city is just willing to just take this thing and make it seem like, well, if you guys want it, come and get it. But otherwise, I'm not giving it back. And it was only until there was enough of pressure applied to him that he went and returned it back to the clerk. The clerk then installed it outside, and then it was operational. But, like, it just, there's all these other things that folks don't really get to think about until it actually happens. And like, what is that impact? And then folks are like, well, do I really think that I'm going to cast a vote that counts in Wausau if our mayor is allowed to do stuff like this? And so there's a feeling that at least federally, that there might be laws that were broken. And those Wausau residents want to explore that, but they want to explore it through the ethics committee and see what the ethics, if the ethics committee in Wausau commits to an investigation, then we want an opportunity to see what exactly, what went wrong and like what needs to be the remedy.
Again, we're talking to Nick Ramos, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign here on 98.9 WXCO. Something you mentioned early on in your comments that is disturbing is how the mindset that I think the whole removal of the drop box was trying to sort of indoctrinate into the minds of folks is that we should be worried constantly about election integrity. And I mean in terms of that there are reasons to be worried about election integrity, even though there's no evidence that says that our elections, whether in Wausau, whether in Wisconsin, whether in the United States of America, are unfair. Do you see that starting to even harden more and more in the minds of too many people? Because we hear it constantly. I think you can call it, again, the big lie, that that's one reason why these citizens and your group have to constantly be able to try to get to the truth of the matter?
Yeah, I mean, look, never in a million years did I think I would witness 10 individuals serve as fake electors trying to overturn an election. Never in a million years did I expect that we as a society, and I'm talking about us in Wisconsin, would have to watch a kangaroo court take place with Michael Gableman and go down this rabbit hole of all these reasons why, like, election fraud happened in 2020, even though that was all fabricated. And, like, I say all of that because the reason why ballot drop boxes were taken away in the first place was because of all these big lie rationale that were created, that there's ballot harvesting taking place. There are, you know, all these things that people are doing to discredit and make the numbers not be what the actual numbers are. And so I think now we're entering an era where we get to hear all of these things, these election integrity things that aren't election integrity. It's really just the propaganda and as much conspiracy theories that we can throw at the wall to try and either scare people from voting or to be able to try and bring in some of the most radical election integrity laws that would then stunt like our voting population, disenfranchise more people. And so the big thing is that, you know, the conversations that I had to listen to with the residents, and believe me, I'm not the one leading them. Okay. I'm just there as a person that represents an organization that just tries to support. The conversations were is like, do we really go after this? Do we really do this? Because there are so many people that continue to just have, you know, sow seeds of doubt. And, you know, people are already looking at us and saying, well, you know, this feels like some big, like on our side of things and our side being pro-democracy people, like where it becomes this, they're just doing it because they can and they're trying to make a name out of our mayor. And it's like the biggest thing that came out of it was that it doesn't matter the time, doesn't matter who enters the White House, doesn't matter what the situation is. We have to call out bad actors when they do bad things, and we need to make sure they're held accountable. And if that is unpopular, so be it. But we'd rather be on the right side of history than just letting it go and then just letting the craziness continue.
And the word accountability, I think, is something that a lot of folks that I have talked to bring up as well. In the discussions, it isn't about sending the mayor to jail or running him out of office. It's about acknowledging that this was the wrong move. And I imagine that for these residents, and again, I shouldn't put words in their mouths or for you at the WDC, but for just an acknowledgement, hey, maybe a mistake was made. I'm sorry. It just feels as though the doubling down is something that I imagine that was noticed by these residents in terms of making this move as well.
Oh, 100%. I mean, and by no stretch of the imagination, I mean, I know that, like, the mayor and I don't have a great relationship, and I know that, like, you know, the way he's feeling up there, it feels like, oh, man, I'm a newish mayor, haven't even been here for a year, and this is what I have to deal with. But it's like, it really is just remarkable to watch there be no real accountability other than on his side. Like, you know, I was taking an unsecure box and I was putting it in my office because it wasn't secure yet. It's like, can anybody just, like, face the music and just, like, apologize about anything in this world? Like, it's okay that, like, if a mistake is made or something happens and you didn't, like, you know, get to where you wanted to go, to just be like, you know what, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't mean for this to happen this way. But, like, instead, it's not even doubling down. It feels like tripling down about, like, well, I did this, and I'm the mayor, and, like, I have the authority to do this, so therefore deal with it. Kick rocks, guys. And it's just like, you know, how do you think you're going to build any real relationships or have any of your constituents trust you when not only do you do a photo op over the weekend after church and take a Dropbox, but then you don't even just, like, acknowledge the elephant in the room, which is, well, when these Dropboxes came back, the Supreme Court did give a little bit of guidance as far as who is the person or who are the people that have the authority to deal with it. And the last time I checked, and this is me putting my lawyer hat on for a second, Chad, I checked and it didn't say anything in there about the mayor being able to be the person to go to touch this Dropbox to decide whether they're going to do it. It's the election official. It's the clerk in that town. It's not you. And so just while you think you're going to be Superman and you've got, you know, all these great ideas for your city, like, trust the people that are supposed to be your experts. You're not the election expert. Caitlin Bernardi, she's supposed to be the election expert for you guys. So, like, the minute that you jumped in front of her to do that, how does she even have any, like, how can she trust or go to sleep at night knowing that, like, she can't even do her job because there's some big overseer, big brother is going to hop in and go do something that's going to completely discredit and dismantle her work. Like, it would be nice to just hear the man apologize and say, you know what, I came up short this time. I won't do it again. It's a learning lesson. I'm a new mayor. But if you keep doing this, I think, like, there's going to be issues because people don't want to see their mayor interfering with their offices and don't want to see them interfering with their democracy. So people don't want to see people thrown in jail and that this isn't some kind of lawfare vendetta. It's, can we just call it out as it is? And, like, please, like, let's not do this again. There needs to be something, a remedy in place, because if not, it goes unchecked. People think they can do this, and they're going to do it over and over again.
Nick Ramos, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, thank you for coming on, talking about this issue. I want to get you back on. I want to talk even beyond specifically Wausau very, very soon.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:52. Sun is shining here in downtown Wausau. Temperature moving its way towards above zero. I'm going to take a quick check to see if we have got above zero quite yet. But, yep, 3 degrees here at our studios in downtown Wausau. It's moving up nicely. It's going to warm up better than it has been so far this week. But it is the 15th day of January of 2025, day number 15 of this year. There are 350 days remaining in this year. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1889, the Coca-Cola Company, then known as Pemberton Medicine Company, was originally incorporated in Atlanta. On this date in 1892, James Naismith published the basketball rules. On this date in 1967, in the first ever NFL-AFL championship game, It was not known as the Super Bowl quite yet. The Green Bay Packers defeated the Kansas City Chiefs 35-10 at the Los Angeles Coliseum. Tickets to the first Super Bowl range from $6 to $12. You will not get tickets to the Super Bowl for $6 to $12 coming up in 2025.
Nope.
On this date in 2009, the Miracle on the Hudson. Sully Sullenberger was the pilot of U.S. Airways Flight 1549, made an emergency landing on New York's Hudson River, and no one was injured. On this date in 2018, U.S. Olympic gold medal winning gymnast Simone Biles said she was one of more than 130 women sexually abused by former team doctor Larry Nassar. On this date in 2019, a report by the World Economic Forum announced that plastic would outweigh fish in the world's oceans by 2015. That is a very, very sad stat. And on this date in 2024, Elton John wins an Emmy Award for his television special, Elton John Farewell from Dodger Stadium, giving him the final piece of his EGOT, winning all four of the major American art awards, the Emmy, Oscar, Grammy, and Tony.
That's right.
Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor-director Mario Van Peebles is 68. Actor Chad Lowe is 57. Actor Regina King is 54. Eddie Cahill of Conviction and CSI New York is 47. Former NFL quarterback Drew Brees is 46 years old. Rapper Pitbull is 44. And Dove Cameron of Liv and Maddie, The Descendants, and Schmigadoon? I've never heard of that, but 29.
I've heard of that one either.
She is 29 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Humanitarian Day. It is Bagel Day. It is Fresh Squeezed Juice Day. It is Hat Day. It is Strawberry Ice Cream Day. And it is Wikipedia Day. All righty. It is time for the number for the day. And yes, the number for the day quiz.
Very focused today.
Because Ian right now is in trouble. He is 0-2 this week. And of course, based on the math, 33% is the minimum to get a passing grade. So he has to get 2 out of 5 correct to be above 33%. If he's below 33%, it's a failing grade, a big F on the score sheet.
No, don't want that.
But we don't even want just a passing grade. We want a winning week, which is 3 out of 5. Well, going to have to do some work to get to that point. Best week ever is 4 out of 5, and we're still looking for that perfect week of a 5 for 5 week.
Absolutely.
All right. Do you remember what our topic is for today?
Twinkies.
All right. The number for the day is...
Okay.
The number of ingredients in a Twinkie. The number of ingredients in a Twinkie.
All right. What are my choices?
The choices are 19, 29, 39.
Whew. Okay.
So 19, 29, and 39. The number of ingredients in a Twinkie.
My goodness. Well, I knew there was a lot of them, but I didn't think there'd be like in that range. 19, 29, or 39. Yeah, I think about the Twinkie.
Those Twinkies last for a long time because they have so many ingredients in them.
They do. Okay. Putting on my thinking cap here, I'm going to say...
See those gears turning?
Yep. Absolutely. Right, I'm going to say that there are, 29 ingredients in a Twinkie. I'm going with B. That's my final answer. I'm going with 29.
All right. The number of ingredients in a Twinkie is 39.
Really?
Yep.
Man, that's a lot.
Yep.
That really is a lot. That's kind of surprising.
So we have had... This week, where the right answer was the middle number, we've had a number where it was the smallest number, and now we've had one with the biggest number.
Yep.
And we're 0-3.
Oh.
Based on the math, you should have guessed one right, but no, I have not done so.
I should have just taken a guess, man.
No, I mean, it's like, but hey, that just means it makes it more exciting for you to get it right tomorrow and get it right on Friday.
That's true.
There you go. Absolutely. Building the suspense.
Yes.
Have a great rest of your Wednesday, and we'll see you tonight.
Yep. See you tonight, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody. And stay warm out there.
Tonight from 6 till 8, the Big High School Sports Show. Merrill basketball coach Troy Pieper and Central Wisconsin Storm senior Ava Rohde will be our guests, so hopefully you can join us later tonight. 6 till 8 right here on 98.9 WXCO. Pat Kreitler will join us tomorrow morning, and we'll see you then here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.